time of the year then when a lot of us are looking back over the past couple of months and thinking, oh my goodness, I need to do something about my health. I think December generally tends to be a big time of calories and a big time of not really moving very much. And whilst it's all lovely and we have spent some really, really great time with our friends and family, it's a really good time of the year, January, to have a look forward and set ourselves a few kind of health goals and reasons why we need to stay fit and healthy. And two ladies in the studio with me from Yorkshire Cancer Research have some great advice. I have Leah Holtham and I have Nikki Brady. Hello, both of you.
Hi, Beth.
Hello.
Did you have a good December? Was it okay? And are you feeling pumped for the healthy 2019?
Yes, I think so. I mean, December's always a time to let go, isn't it? And
it is.
Have a bit of fun. And then January's the time when you start to think about, you know, getting a bit healthier, making New Year's resolutions, that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody has that on their agenda in one way or another. And in lots of different ways as well. And so a few of the different ways we're going to talk about today. Should we start first with one that we will have probably binged on a little bit too much at Christmas? Sugar.
So we know that an excess of sugar in our diets might lead to people being overweight. And there is strong evidence that being overweight is linked to lots of different types of cancer. So what we would really say is for people to try and start to just think about cutting some sugar out of their daily diet and routine. Mm-hmm. So whether that's replacing a sugary drink with some water, whether it's cutting some teaspoons of sugar out of your tea or your coffee throughout the day. And it's just making those small changes on a daily basis that can really help.
While we're talking about things that we've possibly been consuming too much, let's move on to alcohol, something that may have been consumed readily in December, but a lot of people will be doing dry January. Are either of you two taking part in dry January?
No.
I think for me it's more about cutting down the amount of alcohol that I would drink on a regular basis sort of throughout the year, and that's really the message that we would give to people. So things like dry January are great for kick-starting a really healthy habit that doesn't end when January is over. So we want people to reduce the amount of alcohol they're drinking throughout the whole year, really. The government guidelines are 14 units for men and for women every week. They also advise to spread your drinking out over a few days, but also to maintain some alcohol-free days throughout the week as well.
Next subject, let's go for smoking. Now, this is something that has, am I right in thinking it's been declining over the past few years anyway, which is great?
It has, yes. But obviously, there are still a lot of people in Yorkshire who do smoke. You know, it is a difficult thing to give up smoking, but January is a great time to use that New Year motivation and think, you know, this is the year that you're going to give up for good. Giving up smoking is really the best thing that you can do for your health. Using your local stop smoking service means that you're much more likely to quit for good. There's lots of products and devices out there to help you give up, from patches, gum, or even e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes are at least 95% less harmful than normal cigarettes.
Wow.
And, you know, a lot of people who use e-cigarettes do find that they do help them to quit successfully. You know, they use them as a tool to quit smoking rather than starting to vape long term.
Right, let's move from smoking on to physical movement. Now, I wear a Fitbit on my wrist, and I'll be honest, the numbers were too low in December, far too low. But let's talk about movement. How much of a difference can that make?
Being physically active is so important for our health. It is linked with cancer, so that's a really important reason for moving more, but it's also linked to lots of other health conditions as well. The recommended guidelines for how much exercise we do that have been set are about 150 minutes per week of a moderate level of activity, as well as a couple of days of doing some strength-based exercises as well. But when we talk about moderate activity, we mean things like cycling, like doing a brisk walk. So you don't have to be going out and pounding the pavements, running or doing the most intensive class at the gym or lifting very heavy weights. There's lots of things that we do in our daily lives that will contribute to that 150 than 50 minutes.
Mm. And just on the, I know you said you don't have to go and pound the streets, you don't have to be running around, but sometimes signing up to a race can be the biggest piece of motivation, and you do have some races that I think people can get involved with, specifically with Yorkshire Cancer Research.
We do. We have a number of events this year in our calendar. We have places in the Run for All Jane Tomlinson 10Ks. They take place in Leeds, York, Hull. We've got places in the Great North Run, and we've also got our flagship event coming up in September, which is the Selby 3 Swan Sportif. It's a cycling event. Ooh. With a choice of three different routes, so you can, you know, whether you're a beginner or you're a very experienced cyclist looking to cycle your first century, this is a great event for you to get involved in.
If people want to sign up to the races, do they do that on your website?
Yeah, you can go to www.ycr.org.uk/events and you can enter there.
A couple more things just with regards to us looking ahead to January then and getting healthy. Food, what we eat, what we put into our body. What's the lowdown on that from you guys?
So being physically active and eating really well, those things combined can help us maintain a healthy weight. And specifically when we're talking about eating well, it's about eating a balanced diet, but having lots of fruit and veg in there, but also having a diet that's high in fibre, so things like whole grains, nuts. When it comes to processed meats in particular, they are linked with bowel cancer. We'd advise people to cut down on processed meats where they can, replace them with maybe a veggie alternative, and just making small food swaps like that are really easy to get used to and will help you to reduce your risk of cancer.
Now, the final tip that we're going to come on to is the sun can be a problem, even in winter. And that's both the real sun for those lovely people jetting off and also the sunbeds here in the UK.
A lot of people still use sunbeds these days. They do cause cancer. They're not good for your health. You can top up your vitamin D levels by eating foods like oily fish, eggs, or fortified breakfast cereals. And we also want to remind people that if they are going on holiday, if they're even if they're just going skiing, you know, some people forget that the sun can be very strong on those mountains. You know, it's just a reminder to think about the strength of the sun. Make sure that you're not out in it when it's at its highest. Make sure that you wear a high factor sunscreen, 30 SPF or higher, and a high star rating as well. Some people forget about the star rating. If you look at the back of the bottle, and it should be 4 stars or higher.
Mm-hmm. Since meeting you guys, I think we talked about sun cream in July last year. I'm always looking for those stars. And you know, it's surprising. Sometimes you find a 3er. Put it straight back down, even if it's half past. Well, both of you, thank you so much, Nikki and Leah. I suppose a happy new year. And let's do this for 2019.